This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, December 3rd. God's word for you today is God can. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings 7, verse 6 to 7. And it says, "For the Lord has caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping horses and the sounds of a great army approaching. They panicked and ran into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, as they fled for their lives." As heavens open over us, first, expect clear communication with heaven. Second, expect angels will work for you. Third, expect rainfall. Rainfall is so huge. When the heavens open, there is abundance. God sometimes scares the enemy in an intimidating, dramatic way. 2 Kings 7 verse 1 to 2 says, "Elisha replied, 'Listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, in the markets of the Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1 piece of silver.' The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, 'That couldn't happen, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven.' But Elisha replied, 'You will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will not only see it with your eyes, but you will also eat abundantly of it in the name of Jesus.'" Be careful. Do not join the people that disdain God. Sadly, it is very trendy these days. People have no regard for the things of heaven. The officer assisting the king said, "Look, I have done this math. I am the economist here. Even if this your God opens the windows of heaven, did you say by this time tomorrow? You did not even give yourself some time for the markets to adjust. Guess what God said? God said that window of heaven is what I am going to open." This is how God opened the heavens. 4 lepers said, "Let us go to the enemy camp." And God opened the window of sound from heaven, the intimidating, dramatic sound. The enemy heard it and concluded that they were finished. They abandoned everything they had, their gold, silver, all their wealth, everything. The lepers went back to the king to tell him what had happened, what we have found. The king checked and it was true. The people were excited. When people are thirsty and there is water, there will be a rush, right? So the king appointed that same officer to be the traffic controller. May you not be the traffic controller when people are rushing for their blessings. The king says they trampled him to death, and that same day, according to the word of the Lord, the measure of flour was sold for the exact amount, according to the word of the Lord. How God chooses to open the windows of heaven is not my business. Do not stand looking up to heaven because God has said he will open the heavens. God is more creative than that. He can do it in any way he chooses. What God did in 2 Kings 7 is to open the window of intimidating, dramatic sound. God opened the windows of heaven. I am praying for you today that you will not leave God's presence the same way you came. The God of heaven will open the windows of heaven and change your life dramatically. Let us pray. Father, as you open heavens over me, rain down your goodness upon me and my camp, and rain down terror upon every enemy of my destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.